Going down to the crossroads with my soul in my hand. Sell my soul to the devil for sexy women, fortune, and fame. Oh, yeah. I'm going to the crossroads with my soul in my hand. I say I'm going down to the crossroads with my soul in mind. Sell my soul to the devil for pretty women. Oh, pretty women. Pretty women for and a fame. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
I never told you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. It is 5 o'clock. It is that time. As promised, in the studio we have Mr. Johnny Polonsky. Can you hear me, Johnny? All right, let's do this one more time. Okay, can you hear me, Johnny?
Uh-huh.
All right, we made it. We'll worry about that later. Okay, why don't you introduce your first song? Tell us about a little bit about it.
This song is called Do You Remember? It's on the new record that's coming out tomorrow. And all these songs on the record's called Unreleased Demos and Rarities, 1996 to 2018. And they're all, as the title states, they're just all songs that never made it onto any of my records.
Okay.
They're home demos, they're outtakes, and just songs that were never released. And this is a song, it's from like, I think it was recorded in 1896 or 97? 1797? It was supposed to be for the second American record that didn't come out, and that record has come out in different forms, like piecemeal, just like songs here and there. But this is one song from that aborted second record that never made it out. So it's called Do You Remember? It goes about something like this.
Okay.
Do you remember how breathing goes? Straight line down.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and in the studio we have Mr. Johnny Polonsky. All right. Okay, so I don't know exactly what you would call this to shorten the description. It's not a greatest hits. Maybe a retrospective, possibly, or...
It's a greatest... not previously released.
Okay, I guess that's the best way we can do with it.
Greatest ghosts.
So these are all tracks that just never made it officially in release.
Yeah, I write a lot and I record a lot. And some stuff, you know, doesn't end up, in my eyes, worthy of release. Like, you're just messing around and trying out ideas, or, you know, it just doesn't seem to get off the ground. But these are all songs that, I don't know, just in retrospect... just they sounded good to me, and for whatever reason didn't make it on any of the records, but I thought would be cool to just release. And I mean, to me, you know, I mean, like, one of the songs is from my first record. It didn't make it on. My name is Johnny, and you know, the last song on the record is from my most recent record early this year, so it's like over a 20 year span.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it still works like a proper record, you know. It to me, it feels kind of cohesive. And and, you know, I spent a lot of time on the, what do you call it? Internet? No, I spent a lot of time on the, how the songs go. I'm still waking up.
Like, that's okay.
You know how what it is, track listing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I put a record out early this year, and the thought occurred to me of just releasing this stuff. Because, you know, I mean, it's gone so many years between records. I really like the idea of releasing as much as possible. I mean, not just for the sake of releasing stuff, but, you know, just being prolific and working and just, I don't know, feels good. I want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great that you were able to save all that stuff for future, that, you know, you can do it now.
Two generations.
Yeah, that's a...
duty now for the future.
That's a pretty, you know, long career. I mean, especially nowadays.
Most, it's only getting longer.
Yeah. I'm sure, well, you're still a young man. You've got another 20 or 30 to go, right?
Until I croak?
Yeah.
Well, I'm shooting for like 120, 130.
Yeah, well, by the time you get to be close to that age, I'm sure they'll probably have the technology for that.
Yeah. So you never know. Right now, the technology is rocking.
All right, why don't we do another one?
Just make sure it's in tune.
Okay.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
I haven't lived in this weather in 15 years.
Well, you're based out of New York, aren't you?
Yeah, I just moved there and it just got cold, and I just got my first proper winter coat in, you know, over like 15 years because I've been in LA.
Oh.
I grew up in Chicago, so I remember this weather, but my bones aren't used to it.
No, they probably long forgotten what it's like to be like this.
Damn.
And you had to pick the coldest day of the week to be here, too.
That's all right. I'm happy to be here.
All right,
this is called Amazed, another song off the record. It goes about something like this. I don't want to know your name, but the rest of you I'd like to take.
Thank you.
just like that.
Live from Studio J with Johnny Polonsky. All right. I was, when I found out from Jared that you were going to be here, I got really excited.
Cool.
I've been looking forward to this. I've been able to check out quite a bit of your music. I really like it a lot.
Thanks.
And you're one of those interviews where I have like a conundrum because it's, okay, I want to hear you play your music, but I also, you know, you've probably got a lot of great stories to tell. All the people that you've been lucky enough to play with, record with, produce, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Over your career.
I'll tell you a story. What you want to hear?
Let's see. American Recordings. That's Rick Rubin, isn't it?
It's Rick Rubin.
Yeah. How did you get started with him? What was that like?
It's sort of a long story, but basically, I had reached Frank Black from the Pixies, who at that point was no longer in the Pixies, through a guy named Reeves Gabrels, who played guitar in Tin Machine, and then later in David Bowie's band. At that point, he wasn't in Tin Machine. I called him up on the phone. This is like ages ago. This is 25 years ago. When, do you remember 411? You know, the house phones?
Yeah.
You know, so you'd call 411, be like, what city? You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Los Angeles, Boston.
Right.
And I'd say Reeves Gabrels, and, you know, they just gave me his number. Because he's pretty, I mean, it's not a household name, but like, you know, among like guitar people and, you know, whatever, Cure fans and Bowie fans.
I was definitely familiar with him back in the day.
Yeah. But anyway, look, I loved, I would fall in love with records and really be interested in the people. And, you know, there wasn't any, back in that day, there weren't any no internet. You know what I mean? So it's like there wasn't much information on anybody. So like, I was fascinated by Reeves Gabrels. I thought he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And like, same thing with Mark Rebo. He's another guy that I called up on the phone just through 411 because I'd heard Frank's Wild Years, Tom Waits record, and fell in love with it. And I just thought, sensibly enough, like, I bet he's a really nice guy. So I would call up these people, and for the most part, it was always true. And, you know, a handful of them are really good friends of mine. I didn't think about it as networking. It was just, I was just a rabid fan, and I had questions. You know
okay.
what I mean? I had things I wanted to ask them. But anyway, so I became friends with Reeves. I was a massive Pixies fan. I still am, but, like, you know, at age 19, just forget it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I was just like the be-all. So he introduced me to Charles, to Frank Black, Black Francis. It took a couple of years before we actually ended up meeting in person, I think. But he loved the stuff I'd sent him and offered to produce a demo. And I went out to L.A. I was still living in Chicago at that point. He flew me out to L.A. and produced a demo in the house next door to Ronnie James Dio's ex-wife.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I share a birthday with Ronnie James Dio. It's a great day.
Do you?
July 10th, Ronnie James Dio. It's Ron Glass, Detective Ron Harris from Barney Miller.
Okay.
And Nikola Tesla, Jessica Simpson, Fred Gwynn.
Really?
That's a very interesting group of people.
Yeah.
There. Could you imagine them all having a conversation, you know, hypothetically after death in one room?
Oh, it happens in my head all the time. It's happening right now. I'm distracted. So Frank Black gets on board. He gets his manager, this guy Ken Goes, who managed the Pixies. He ends up being my manager. Craziness, you know. I was 19, 20 or something like that. And then so we give the demos to American, to Rick Rubin, just because, you know, those guys got clout. Rick loves it. He signed me off of a demo tape. I didn't usually have to like go through a whole, you know, song and dance and like anything like they'll come see you live or whatever. It's like, he doesn't have a band. You just take it. So they did. You know? And that was it. Voila. You know, I ended up playing on a bunch of his records too. Years later when I moved to LA, in 2002 and reconnected with Rick. And that was interesting too, playing on Johnny Cash, Dixie Chicks. Did I say that right? Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
Frozen.
Wow.
Dixie Chicks.
So you played with the Man in Black, huh?
He was gone by that point, but it was overdubbing.
Oh.
We were all in the same room. It was still like incredible. It was Mike Campbell and Benmont Tent from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, like massive heroes of mine since I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey Hormel was a great, great guitar player. He played with Beck and Tom Waits and the Blasters and a thousand different people. Matt Sweeney was a great guitar player. That was amazing.
Wow. It sounds like most of your dreams came true.
There's some cool things that happened, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm still dreaming.
Hey, you never stop.
Still raining, still dreaming.
Yep. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Okay. Let me see. All right. This is What a Wonderful Way to Die.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. In the studio, we have Johnny Polonsky. All right. Well, I know, hypothetically, if I wanted a career, I think one like yours would be very...
Go to law.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh. No, I think it's the kind of career I would prefer. You've been able to work with many wonderful people, some of your heroes. You've never been a household name necessarily or a superstar, but you've had a good career, a very accomplished career, and you're still around after all that time. I mean, as opposed to somebody that just makes it really big and maybe plays some stadiums and arenas for 2 or 3 years and then years later, who cares?
Yeah, I'm unencumbered by hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He laughs.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I understand what you're saying, and I get it. Like, I see the same thing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm just, like, living my life trying to do what I feel like doing, and 90% of the things that have happened had nothing to do with me. Like, they just sort of came my way. I mean, stuff like, obviously, I pursued, like, Frank Black and
mm-hmm.
Reeves and a record deal early on.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, things just sort of have a way of happening. Like, I didn't think I was going to, you know, play with Neil Diamond or be in a band with half a Rage Against the Machine or, like, weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff, you know. Good weird.
How was it working with Maynard? I'm curious about that one.
Easy. Really easy.
Yeah?
That actually came through Tim and Brad. I had a band called Big Nose with Tim Comerford and Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine, Audio Slave.
Mm-hmm.
I met those guys because I was, my day job at the time, this is like, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago, I was working for Audio Slave. I never went on tour with them as a guitar tech, but when they were writing and recording in town in LA, I was there every day just like tuning guitars and, you know, recording their demos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I mean, that alone was incredible. That's rock school, you know, being 10 feet away from Chris Cornell, watching him sing every day,
mm.
and just getting to know those guys and talking to them and, you know, becoming buddies, you know. Like I played with Tom Morello for a long time, played in his band. And all of them, like learning from all of them, they're all incredible musicians and just really lovely guys. Wait, what was the question? What were you talking about?
What was it like working with Maynard?
Maynard. So, okay. So, like, that band, obviously broke up. I was in a band with Tim and Brad. We brought down Maynard to sing because we didn't have a singer. I think shortly after that, Rage ended up getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Maynard started Pussifer. And we kept in touch, and he asked if I want to be a part of that. So, that's how it happened, you know? But it was great. He's an incredible singer. To me, he's a great crooner. I love his croon. Like, he's like a modern rock Sinatra.
Hmm.
But he, you know, just everything he does, he just is a very creative, hardworking person. You know, he's a Midwestern dude. He grew up in Michigan.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's from Michigan.
He used to come to our poetry readings.
He didn't come to your poetry reading?
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he used to read.
Nice.
Stuff, yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's, it's funny because, like, there's a whole cult of Tool and Maynard, whatever. People freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, understandably to a large degree. But, like, really, he's just a dude. He's just an interesting, hardworking, prolific dude.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Okay. Let's see. All right. Oh, God. Hold on.
Okay.
The weather.
I can imagine, yeah.
Good Lord. Sorry, everybody out there in internet land, but I care about your ears. Okay. This is, I don't know if there's even singles anymore, but I don't know. This is like the first song from the record that's the single, whatever. This is called the same song. Oh, and this, I recorded this, I think right after I got to LA. This is like 15, 16 years old. Lyle Workman was the guitar player in Frank Black's band when I opened up for them. And he and I were friends, and he produced this, co-produced it, and engineered it. And Nick Vincent, who was Frank Black's first drummer in his first couple solo records,
mm-hmm.
and also played drums on my demo that got me signed to American, Nick Vincent played drums in this song. And that's it. It's called The Same Song. We sing the same song.
Live from Studio J with Johnny Polonsky. All right. Well, if you don't mind, indulge me one more time, and then I think I promise we'll focus just on you.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever
you want to know.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. Of course, you know, that we're going back to talking about the internet again.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is wonderful. You get lots of great information. You can contact people, but everything you read or hear about isn't always accurate or true.
Correct.
But the thing that really struck me was reading about Jeff Buckley.
Yeah.
And how he had raved about a show he saw of yours at CBGB's.
Yeah. CB's Gallery. It was next door to CBGB's. I'd never played CBGB's, but CBGB's Gallery was this little performance room next door on the Bowery, and I played there when I was like 19 or something. This is like years and years ago. Through John Zorn had a new Jewish Music Nights festival.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a lot back then, and he asked me to play on that. I'd met him through Mark Rebo, because they're friends. They play together a lot, and Mark put together a band. I was living in Boston at the time, so I wasn't that far away.
Yeah,
I came down. I trained and stayed at his apartment, and like he played guitar, and Sebastian Steinberg from Soul Coughing played bass, and Sim Kane from the Rollins Band played drums. It was awesome. It was super cool, and it was packed, and it was a bunch of different, I mean, it was like a ton of bands. It wasn't just me or whatever.
Right.
And I don't even know if I knew who Jeff Buckley was at that point. It was probably like 1992.
Okay.
His record hadn't come out. So that was a surprise, man, like reading that. years later after he died, I just, you know, I happened upon that on the internet when I was casually Googling myself till the end of the internet to see what was out there. And that was something that was out there that was weird. That was great. Super cool.
I'm sure that felt good. That's high praise.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a hero. I love his music.
Yeah. Taken from us way too soon, but that's one of those things. I tried to explain some other people that, you know, weren't aware of you, and I said, you realize Jeff Buckley says he's the you-know-what.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be like for the older folk, it's like, you imagine in the early 70s if Bob Dylan,
Buckley. Yeah.
You know, saw your show and said, hey, this guy's good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it was very flattering.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do one of his songs?
What's that?
Should we do one of his songs?
That would be wonderful.
Grace.
Wonderful choice, Johnny.
Great tune.
Oh my God. I almost typed in Jeff by mistake in the tracking list there on the computer. Wait a minute. All right. The late Jeff Buckley.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, most of the stuff that Jared puts out, of course, has Michigan ties of some sort. Do you have any?
No.
Okay. I figured it was possible. I know he deals with a few artists that are outside the state, but
my aunt lives in the UP.
Yeah, close enough. All right. So you've kind of moved around over the years.
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago. Went to school in Boston for a couple of years, just to get out of the city, and moved to LA.
Was that mostly because of the music thing, or?
I guess so. I love Chicago. I'm going there on Saturday for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to getting back. I haven't been in a few years, but I was just bored at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the, it's a double-edged sword where it's like, it's sort of like high school. Like if you're in music in Chicago, you know everybody and you play all the same clubs. And after a while, it just sort of feels like you're going in circles. So LA was just, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I grew up really loving and idealizing a lot of bands from LA, like the earlier Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fishbone and Jane's Addiction and, you know, just Repo Man. And, you know, I always wanted to try living there. I don't even know if that's true, like, but I was always, like, fascinated by it, and I had a couple friends that moved there, and, yeah, it was partly about music, but it was just, like, just kind of taking a risk and trying something new to see what would happen.
I bet you miss the weather right now.
A little bit.
Just a little.
But I missed seasons, too, honestly. Like, 80 degrees and sunny at this time of year is just, it's just bewildering. Like, you know, I spent 15 years in L.A., and sometimes it feels like one long day.
Just boring after a while.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There's a lot of natural beauty, and you know, the weather is really great. But yeah, I grew up with seasons, and I miss that. You listen to music in a different way, and you know, you kind of tags your memories in a way. Like, you know, you remember certain things when the leaves were turning, stuff like that. That doesn't happen when, or for me anyway, it wouldn't happen. I wouldn't have those like little breadcrumb trails in my memory.
Yeah. I think it's easier to visit those dark places if you grow up in an environment like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a little brutal, but like I'm digging it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just I always meet people that are from that area. I mean, really from that area, and they're just always so happy and upbeat. And
yeah, it's nice out.
Yeah. Well, one of these days maybe I'll be over there, but anyway. All right. So, let's talk a little bit about the show that's, you're going to be playing Saturday, correct?
Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Tomorrow.
Ah, so I'm glad we clarified. Yeah. Okay. Do you know approximately what time you're going on?
I think I'm going on at 11.
11? So like in the middle, kind of?
I don't know. I don't know when it starts. I think it's a lot of bands. I think it's like 8 or 10 people, something like that.
Yeah.
Going on towards the end.
Okay.
PJ's Lager House.
Yeah. You ever been there?
I accidentally found it this morning when I was looking for a place to eat breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
And you ate there too?
No, there was nothing open, so I ended up going to, what was it called? Like Big John's or something like that? Happy John's or...
Honest John's?
Honest John's.
Okay.
Honestly, it was one of the greatest breakfasts I've ever had.
And really?
It was $9.95.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, that's an institution. It's been there a very long time.
Yeah.
So
it was a great breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, and then where PJ's is in Corktown is what we call it here.
Okay.
And it used to be Tiger Stadium where the baseball team played was just a couple of blocks over.
Yeah.
Until they created the new one, Comerica, you know, and everything's got to be named after a bank or something now.
I
know. Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, let's keep it going.
Here's, let's see. All right, I'm going to play a song. This is called Sign in the Window. Thank you.
live Studio J with Johnny Polonsky. All right. For our listeners, if you don't mind, give us all the scoop on where we can find more information about how they can get your releases, your music, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, come by PJ's Logger House tomorrow.
Of course.
Up, there's going to be LPs for sale there. And or you could go to jetplastic.com, J-E-T-T is how you spell jet, jetplasticrecordings.com, and you can order the record there. JohnnyPolonsky.com, or just any, you know, all the streaming services are going to have it, and all my records, iTunes, you know, everywhere you buy stuff.
Okay, regular record stores, all that good stuff.
All the buying and all the streaming.
Okay. Yeah. And just to clarify for our audience, Johnny is spelled without the H.
Yeah.
So sometimes the internet can be a little funny if you don't put it in exact. Sometimes you have issues, but I want to make sure they know.
J-O-N-N-Y.
Yep. Okay. All right. So after this, what's in the future for Johnny? What are you doing?
Dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah. The immediate future.
The immediate future.
I'm working on another record. Well, I'm going to Chicago, playing a show on next Wednesday. And I'm just going to go back to New York and finish recording. Before I left L.A., I went into the studio with the last version of the band I had. And we recorded a bunch of songs. I've been doing a bunch of stuff on my own as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of brand new songs. And I don't know, maybe like a quarter of the way, halfway through.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got a bunch of brand new ideas, so I'm just going to be recording and making stuff and, you know, look for a brand new record sometime in 2019.
All right. Sounds great. Okay, let's do another song then.
Cool. This is a song called Want Ya. It's the last song on Unreleashed on the new record. It goes something like this. You never let me... Oh, wait, that's not even the words. Hold on, how's it go? I can't remember how it goes.
Live radio, you gotta love it.
Give me a second.
Alrighty, no problem.
Forget that song. That song doesn't want to even be played.
Okay. The rain is so wide. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Johnny Polonsky.
Yeah, that was from the last record. That's called Not One in the Same.
Not One in the Same. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm looking at the lineup tomorrow and Saturday. Got lots of great bands that you'll be performing with. Bantam Rooster, Ancient Language, Crystal Drive, Troy Toma, Das, Zilched, Dooley Wilson. Saturday, a lot of good ones, too. We have somebody we're really proud of, Billy Davis. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'm trying to remember exactly who he recorded with, but he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice.
How's that?
That happens sometimes, like if you record with more than one band and you're eligible, then he's also in the R&B Hall of Fame, something like that.
Nice.
And he was also instrumental in helping to teach someone how to play guitar, some guy named Jimi Hendrix.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah,
that's
it's going
to...
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's going to be lots of great bands, and you're going to be there tonight approximately 11 o'clock at PJ's Lager House.
It's Friday, yep.
Come on out and check Johnny out and all the other great bands. It's at PJ's Lager House. That's on Michigan Avenue in Corktown, downtown, over just a couple blocks from the old Tiger Stadium.
All right.
Okay. What do you have for us now?
Let me see.
Thank you.
want to say that's my favorite one so far today.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Got him warming up.
Now, which one is that one from again?
That's from an album called The Power of Sound.
Mm-hmm.
It came out 2004.
Okay. Somewhere in the middle, kind of.
Depending on when I die. Yeah.
Well, the middle of what you've done so far. I'm sure you got lots of great years left of you.
We'll see.
All right. So the name of it is Unreleashed? Is
Unreleashed, it? A conjugation of unreleased and unleashed.
Yeah, I like it.
Unreleashed Demos and Rarities, 1996 to 2018.
So it spans 22 years.
Almost 23 years.
Yeah. And you've been going at it a while before 96, but that's when everything really kicked into high gear.
Yeah.
Okay, and the new one next year.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stopping you, Johnny.
Ain't no stopping. Can't kill a man born to hang.
All right, I think we can squeeze two more in. Does that sound good?
All right. That's what she said. It's called Honesty.
There you go. Live from Studio J with Johnny Polonsky. All right. Thank you so much for coming down and hanging with us, Johnny. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you. I did too. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Once again, come down to PJ's Lager House. Johnny will be playing about approximately 11 o'clock tomorrow as part of Jet Blast Fest. Over two nights, and go to johnnypolonsky.com, jetplasticrecordings.com if you want to get any more as far as the music, or just come down and visit him tomorrow night.
Right. All right.
So, what are you going to leave us with?
Oh, you want another song?
Yeah, I think we can squeeze in one more.
I remembered the words. This is Want Ya.
Okay.
You never understand. Said, it's all in your head. Go watch your mind.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WH.